And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Going down south of Birmingham to up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, over to Gadsden. We are looking at parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. We cover some ground, folks. I'm just telling you. And appreciate this audience. This has been a very audience-centric show today. Have you noticed that, Boomer? I mean,
oh yes.
Between the calls, the texts, and just the input in general.
Absolutely.
Solid, man. All right, I'm moving to number three of the Triple Dipper. I dedicate this to Tyler.
No, but Tyler, I hope you're listening.
I take all that. I mean, it's fine. You know, I prepare three dippers. I can't always get to them, but today I am. But yeah, number three of the Triple Dipper, double standards. So hey, Boomer, get clip number two ready for me. So here's the thing, y'all. Like, for instance, I've got a piece right here. This is just from Yellowhammer News right here in Alabama. Dylan Smith wrote this. Two-tiered justice system. Congressman Gary Palmer, who I know, he's a great guy. He founded the Alabama Policy Institute, where I worked for a number of years. Palmer laments the DOJ's double standard on Trump and Clinton. He points out in this particular article, which dates back to August 10th, by the way. Forgot to rattle it. That there are people that are very concerned about the way the raid went down on President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. And despite what you may or may not believe about whether there were classified documents that warranted a raid by the FBI, keep in mind that when Hillary Clinton admittedly had a private server in her home that had classified information on it, nobody raided her house. Nobody even went there to get it. Everybody was like, oh, that's bad. But nobody thought for a second that an armed incursion of the FBI would take place at Hillary Clinton's home. No. Former Secretary of State, it wasn't necessary. Well, maybe it should have been, based upon the standard we're seeing now. Because if that's the way you're going to treat the former President of the United States, then how did the former Secretary of State get away with it? It's a double standard. And Gary Palmer points it out quite well. But there's another thing that's happened most recently, and I've got several examples here, but one of the ones has been most egregious that caught a lot of attention recently. Tweeted it out on my social media just a few days ago. FoxNews.com has one story on it. You may have heard about a gentleman by the name of Mark Houck in Kentnersville, where is he? Is it Pennsylvania? Yeah, Pennsylvania. A rural area. He's a Catholic pro-life activist. He literally goes and stands outside of abortion clinics and tries to advise people and to pray against what's happening. He prays the rosary. That's part of his thing. Twice a week, he drives 2 hours to an abortion clinic to pray the rosary outside of these clinics. Well, in October of 2021, apparently, one of the Planned Parenthood volunteers, the abortion clinic volunteers, took issue again with him being out there, and he had brought his son with him, Mr. Houck did. And what we're told now, when you take all the stories into context and the totality of the situation, you apparently have an allegation from Mark Houck that this guy got really foul-mouthed and got in the face of his young son, like 10 or 12-year-old son, and began screaming things at him and yelling things about his dad and you know, just beyond the pale. And so at some point, as he's down in the face of his young son saying things about Mark Houck, the dad, Mark Houck allegedly pushed him out of the way and told him not to talk to his son like that. Well, the guy took issue with him daring to push him out of the way, never mind the fact that he was a complete jerk, apparently, and filed suit, tried to sue him. Case got dismissed. Tried to bring up charges locally. Charges were basically not brought because local law enforcement saw it as a nothing burger until the federal government got involved. And just last week, we hear that anywhere from 15 to 25 armed FBI agents came to his house in the morning and arrested him in front of his children. He has seven children. His wife and seven children were terrified as armed FBI agents, literally with guns drawn apparently, came to the door and arrested him and cuffed him and took him away because of something that happened almost a year ago. Something, a minor, what would have to be a misdemeanor scuffle between two grown men suddenly involve the federal government. Why would that be? Well, he's being charged with something called the violation of the Freedom of Access to the Clinic Entrances Act, the FACE Act, which makes it a federal crime to use force with the intent to injure, intimidate, or interfere with anyone because that person produces reproductive health care. This is ridiculous. This is beyond the pale. This is a total double standard because it wasn't so long ago that we had people burning down cities in the United States, and ain't nobody saying nothing. In fact, what happened more often than not was Black Lives Matter got local officials to kneel down with them in solidarity and then name, you know, whole streets Black Lives Matter Street, Black Lives Matter Plaza, tearing down statues, burning federal courthouses. How many arrests were made? I don't recall any. How many investigations took place? I don't know. How many groups of armed FBI agents went to their houses in the early morning to arrest them? Well, so Mrs. Houck says a SWAT team of about 25 came to her house with 15 vehicles and began pounding on the door early in the morning. The FBI has refuted the claim, saying there was no SWAT team or SWAT operators. However, a senior FBI source told Fox News there may have been 15 to 20 agents, but denied that there were 25. Oh, okay. So two grown men get into a verbal. One of them has to push the other away from his small child, and it takes 15 to 20 armed agents, he also says, the source did, and the agents who came to the door did have their guns out at the ready. But the guns were never pointed at Houck or his family. Oh, okay. And they were lowered and holstered as soon as Houck was taken into custody. Oh, okay. Because I guess he's like some kind of scary Branch Davidian, and you've got to raid his house. Well, I got a clip here. Let me play this before I run out of time. Boomer, I'm not sure which one I want, but I think I'm going with clip two. So clip two, this is former Assistant FBI Director Chris Swecker in an interview on Fox Business. And he's talking about the fact that as a retired FBI senior executive, the former Assistant FBI Director, that he is extremely concerned about what he's seeing as the double standards related to political appointments being put in the FBI leadership. Go ahead and play clip two.
Deeply concerned, and I'm not the only one. I mean, if this invites comparison to that summer of 2020 when left-wing anarchists were taking over entire city blocks, taking over police departments, courthouses, and violence that went along with it, and really nothing but crickets. The Supreme Court justices who were doxxed, people went to their homes, blocked access to their homes, threatened to assault them, harassed them and their family members. Same thing with some congressmen, actually. You could go on and on and on. There's only right-wing domestic terrorists. There are no left-wing domestic terrorists. So, yes, deeply concerned about the FBI. I love the men and women of the FBI. It is a great organization. But I think what we've seen since Jim Comey came in is a Department of Justice takeover of the FBI. There are 23, at least, political appointees who head the Department of Justice. The only presidential appointment in the FBI is the director. He gets a 10-year term. That was intended to take politics out of the FBI. But DOJ has taken over. They've salted the FBI with other DOJ people who have a DOJ pedigree as various executive positions inside the FBI. They are a political organization, especially under Merrick Garland.
Yeah, that's...
Wow. So that's a guy who would know. He's a former assistant director of the FBI, telling you right out that he believes that the FBI leadership has become far more politicized than it ever should have been. That literally what we're looking at right now is, especially under Merrick Garland now, because he said that Jim Comey was bad enough, but under Merrick Garland, he says it's become especially political as Merrick Garland is heading up the DOJ. Boomer, I tell you what, man, I think I may want to go back to clip one. But clip one, he literally said his phone is blowing up with former FBI guys going, what is happening to our organization? Well, Missouri Senator Josh Hawley wants to know that too. Hawley has now sent a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland demanding answers on the shocking reports about the FBI arresting this guy, Mark Houck, the Catholic pro-life activist, at his home. Hawley argues using this kind of force to make an arrest for a single charge of simple assault is unprecedented. He said the reports were particularly shocking given that the Department of Justice has allegedly turned a blind eye to the epidemic of violence across the country by pro-abortion extremists against pregnancy resource centers, houses of worship, pro-life Americans, and that violent acts that are prohibited by the very same law that Houck is being charged with. It's a complete double standard. I do. I want to play clip one. Let's go ahead and go to clip one. Go ahead and play it.
Good morning to you. This case is now getting a lot of attention. And at its core, you have two very conflicting stories, one from the FBI, the other from Mark Houck's wife. So what do you make of all of this?
Yeah, you do have conflicting stories here. I would simply say this. I'm 24 years in the FBI. I was a SWAT team member. I went up through the ranks to become an executive. But I cannot see circumstances here that in any way justify the use of a SWAT team for what would ordinarily be a misdemeanor assault if what is alleged in the warrant is true. So a dawn raid, guns drawn, that is reserved for gang members, for people who are armed and dangerous. I read the warrant. I don't see any facts and circumstances that justify that. But if you zoom out and you look at, you know, this alleged politization of the FBI, I would simply say this. I am hearing from people. My phone has exploded. Former FBI executives, police chiefs, heads of state agencies who in the past have been big supporters of the FBI who are fairly disgusted with what just happened.
No.
Not only.
All right, stop there. Yeah. It's not just there, though. It's not just on this Markout case. It's not. The issue I talked about earlier, Trump and Clinton. Trump gets Mar-a-Lago raided. Clinton gets to take the server out back and beat it with a hammer and try to destroy it, and no one says boo about it. What's the deal there? Or how about this one? I mean, this is a disturbing story that is not getting enough attention. I tell you what, I'm going to bring it back up after the break. Let's take that break, Boomer. But I want to, when we get back, I want to talk about young 18-year-old Kaylor Ellingson, a young Republican who was murdered by a guy who is now just out on bond. Why was he murdered? Because he was a conservative, admittedly. Unbelievable double standard. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, covering some ground around all of North Alabama. I mean, we are literally just, we're everywhere. If you're north of Clinton, we're there. Hey, I got to tell you real quick, before we get too far into it, I got a caller I'll jump on here in 1 second. Just Love Coffee Cafe. All right, you hear me talk about Just Love Coffee Cafe all the time. And yes, both locations that I talk about, I've been to both of them. And both of them make me hungry because it's Just Love Coffee Cafe, but their food, man, their food is just good, and it's unusual. They pride themselves on making something you're going to want to eat that you're not going to find anywhere else. Like, for instance, their food is very often cooked in a waffle iron. It gives it an amazing texture. It kind of creates this kind of cool effect. Like, and one of those is like the roast beef and cheddar melt sandwich, a roast beef and cheddar cheese on sourdough bread served with a side of sun-dried tomatoes, chips, a pickle spear, cooked in a waffle iron. Same might be true of the classic club sandwich, which I'm looking at on the menu right now. Roast beef, turkey, bacon, pepper jack cheese, provolone, lettuce, and tomato on a toasted sourdough bread, served with chips, a pickle spear, and a side of sun-dried jalapeno mayo. The Jive Turkey Wrap, the grilled Italian caprese. They got salads. They got breakfast you can have for dinner. I'm just telling you, Just Love Coffee Cafe, with two locations in our listening area, one on South Parkway in Huntsville, the other on Hughes Road out in Madison. You got to check them out. Good coffees? Absolutely. Good food? Oh, yes. Good environment just to hang out in. Check them out. Just Love Coffee Cafe, Hughes Road in Madison, South Parkway in Huntsville. Hey, Boomer, I'm going to grab line one. You good? Can you put me on line one? We good to that? Yeah, let me jump on line one real quick. Is that Jeff? Jeff from Indiana. How you doing, man?
Doing great, Phil.
Good.
Hey.
You on your way back up?
Yep, just crossed into Kentucky.
All right. Well, hey, by the way, congratulations on your son getting married, man. That's good news.
Thank you very much. He's a happy camper right now.
good deal.
He makes enough money. He needed a marriage discount a little bit.
what you think about today? What you calling in for?
Well, here you go, mislabeling your segments again.
Oh,
Phil.
Lord, did I really?
Yes, you did. You said this was a double standard.
Okay.
This is not a double standard. This is tyranny. Just exactly like it was in the last segment. When you have the government going against, say, if you was the Sunnis and the Kurds, you know, the Sunnis in charge and everything, and we might as well be the Kurds because they're going after us. We have a double standard, and the double standard is that, you know, we're not treated the same way as the people in charge are.
Well, you know, that's a great point. When you look at the double standard as being foisted upon society by those in government, that could equate to tyranny. I get your point, man. Wow.
It is exactly the definition of tyranny. I mean, if you did this, if you looked at a third world country and you said, you know, well, the people in charge are going after the other people that not quite the opposition party or whatever, and under the Constitution, everyone should be treated equally, but we're not. We have to get in there and get these people that's head of the FBI and all these bored in the wool people that's, you know, running things. I mean, we can't allow this to keep going on the way it is.
No, we can't. And there's going to have to be a reformation of the FBI's processes, because right now what we're seeing is this is unacceptable. When you've got an admitted 15 to 20 armed agents coming at the dawn raid to the house of a Catholic pro-life, you know, protester merely because he was got into a fuss with another grown man, that's a waste of assets, number one. It also clearly indicates they don't seem to know their role. And I would bet the rank and file doesn't really appreciate being put in that position by leadership either.
Yeah. And why can't Hunter Biden or Hillary Clinton be gone after? I mean, they go after every Republican, like, say, with 20, 30 agents, you know, at gunpoint. And she sit there, you know, I guess they subpoenaed all the records she had there and everything, and she destroyed it, willfully destroyed it. You know, that's a felony as far as I know.
It's supposed to be. Absolutely supposed to be. You're right. Hey, listen, man, Boomer's trying to get me with another question somebody called in about, so let me jump on that. You be safe on the road, Jeff. We appreciate you. All right. I guess he's gone. You had a caller with a question?
Yeah, someone from Harvest called in, and they had a question about, you know, shouldn't our federal, like, senators, representatives be writing letters or questioning, like Merrick Garland, all these raids going on and things like that?
Yeah, in fact, ours are, and our attorney general has been jumping on a lot of things too. So I do take heart. We've got some very active members of the Republican U.S. delegation here in Alabama who do not take, you know, have any issue with having to write down their thoughts and send it to Merrick Garland, to the president, to the Secretary of State. And so, that's happening. I'm really, by the way, this is one of the reasons why the midterm elections are so important. And I know where we're going to be in Alabama. We're going to elect more Republicans because we are a red state through and through. But there are states like now, right now, with like this Fetterman, Dr. Oz race in Pennsylvania. I cannot imagine how anybody looks at Fetterman and goes, wow, I can't wait for him to be my U.S. senator. But apparently they're a purple state that is leaning right now, and potentially, one poll came out today and showed Fetterman in the lead. I look at that and go, the guy can't even string together a sentence. And you, by the way, you know where he stands on letting criminals out. His double standard, wow, it is unbelievable. All right, folks, stay in the fight. Boomer and I back here again tomorrow at 2, Right Side Radio, and Solid Conservative and Just Plain Right with the best audience there is. We'll see you tomorrow. We'll be right back.